The Jewish nation of Israel is in the crosshairs of a growing list of enemies. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the growing list of enemies of Israel include the European Union nations who are embarking upon a United Nations sanction, not against the Muslim nations where Christians and blacks are slaughtered for sport, but against Israel for simply existing. In order to receive funding, private Israeli enterprises are required to convince the European Union that they have no ties to the West Bank, the Golan Heights, or East Jerusalem. The economic impact could be devastating, and many believe that this EU sanction is part of a growing attitude of anti-Semitism permeating throughout Europe. The new sanction guidelines were developed in Brussels, Belgium, at the European Parliament. Now, they represent a major challenge to Israel and could predetermine the borders of a future Palestinian state. Basically, the European Union, with the approval of the United Nations and quite possibly the current regime in Washington, D.C., is seeking to force Israel back to within the border confines that predate the 1967 Six-Day War, which put Israel in a more dangerous position today than before she had to defend herself against those Islamic nations that started the war in the first place. Ironically, the all-inclusive one-worlders in Brussels are creating a Palestinian state where Jews are not even allowed. I find that ironic considering the fact that Muslims are allowed to freely roam about and live in Israel, that is, until they decide to blow up a building or murder people, or both. There has not been a peep's worth of objection from America as an increasing number of nations line up to persecute Israel. Remember a few years ago when Israel handed over land, greenhouses, homes, etc. to the Palestinians? The Dragon Media either forgot or refused to inform you that the Palestinians moved in and completely destroyed the greenhouses, plundered the homes, and wiped out food supplies. So now, living conditions are horrible where the Palestinians have taken over. Not because of Israel, mind you, but rather the mindless Palestinians who now must receive food subsidies from... That's right, the Israelis. This madness will only repeat itself, for that is their nature and their chosen way of life. The Bible plainly states in the book of Zechariah that the nations of the world will turn against Israel. Well, here we go, folks.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
I'm Ron Edwards.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Glenn. Glenn, you still there? Glenn? Did he drop Magnum?
I'm here.
Okay, you were on mute. Okay, cool. All right. So Glenn is going to, in the coming year, he wants to go out with his 1911 and start training. And we started talking about holsters in the last hour, and I really didn't get carried as far as I wanted to if I'm going to make a recommendation. So first things first, are you going to carry this as a carry weapon?
It seems probably not. It seemed like a good base to start learning auto pistols, but I might go for something a little smaller format, you know, if I want to carry. You know, I might go like to some sort of slightly smaller auto 40 or 9mm or something like that for carry.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but you're going to train with the 1911, yeah?
Yeah, just because it's such a classic piece
right.
And it's good thing to know.
Well, I mean, plenty of people carry those. Okay, so
yeah.
it's not a gun that you have to be shy about carrying. So
yeah.
If you decided to carry it, and this is all depending on your build and what is legal. You're in Philadelphia, so law in Philadelphia is a little different than it is for the rest of Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm in the burbs where we have. I'm in Montgomery County, which is not a problem. Montgomery and Bucks County
okay.
aren't a problem.
So you can carry the same way the rest of Pennsylvania can carry?
Absolutely.
Is that concealed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
From the sheriff's. You go to the sheriff's department and get a concealed permit and stay out of the city.
And there's no open carry in Pennsylvania. Is that what you're telling me?
Nope.
Okay. There's two kind of holsters I would recommend. One, I'm going to recommend a third because it's also Kydex. If you were to look at a paddle holster, okay, for the 1911, the best paddle out there, in my estimation, is G-Code. G-Code. Or
G-Code.
Look for, you would actually find this at tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is the darling of the tactical world. They make three types of holsters. They make one called the OSH, they make one called the XST, and they make one called the SOC. Now, for you would carry the OSH because it's open top. It has a retention screw. You can stick your gun in it. As a paddle holster, it's very close to the body. And it's outside the waistband, so that means if you're wearing a sport coat or a coat, you know, we're going into winter right now. So that holster is a decent choice during the winter months.
Gotcha.
Now, if you want it a little closer to the body but still outside the waistband, my outside-the-waistband holster that I carry, that I use, if you've heard the ad, Griffin Industries, they do have some very pricey ones there, but they do have some other ones that are a little less expensive that are just as good. This is outside. It's very high. It rides high on your hip or on your side, and it's really close to your body. That one will literally disappear, depending on your build, underneath a T-shirt. depending on the length of the T-shirt.
Well, my dad, I have to wear material. I'm 5'11", 250, basically a fire plug.
Okay. Well, big enough T-shirt, still hide it.
Yeah, yeah, big enough T-shirt, yeah.
So, and those are the two outside-the-waistband choices. My inside-the-waistband choice for any full-size gun is a Nate Squared Tactical, which you would look for. And the letter N, number 8, number 2, Tactical. They call it Nate Squared because the two guys that started the company are both named Nate.
Right.
This is a very ponderous-looking thing when you look at it. But when you stick it inside your waistband, and they make one called the Pro, which is a hard shell retention holster that's attached to a Nubuck piece of material that is touching you. The gun isn't touching you.
Right.
And it's the most comfortable inside the waistband holster you've ever used, ever. I've fallen asleep at one time when I was carrying my Glock 21, the big frame Glock 45.
Mm-hmm.
I laid back in a chair one time with that in and fell asleep.
Jeez.
And any other holster that I've ever tried, it keeps it concealed, it works okay and everything else, but it's not comfortable. And it is the most deceptive looking holster you've ever seen in your life if you look that one up online. And you'd be looking for the Pro configuration. And I'm just telling you those because there's lots of people that carry 1911s. There's a trainer, a very well respected trainer named Tiger McGee. And he's out of Alabama, I think. I've had him on the show before. He's old school. He carries the same 1911 that he's been carrying for 15 years. And he has mastered it. And any gun that you pick up and train with enough, you can master.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about a self-defense weapon, if you take that gun out and it proves to be reliable and it cycles the right kind of ammunition, it needs to cycle. If it has problems cycling ball, well then okay, that's a red flag.
Right.
But if it cycles that, and then you go to something a little more exotic like the Glazer Powerball, and it works with those, then you got no problems.
Right.
So that's a gun that and they're also talking in the chat room about the shoulder holster. Now, I have never used a shoulder holster, but I've been thinking about it because I've been having a problem with my right side.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when you're driving in a car,
mm-hmm.
a shoulder holster is the best way to carry because you can still get to your gun.
Yeah, I like the idea of shoulder. That's what I was looking at. There's a little classic, you know, I could see a cop's wearing or something, you know.
Yeah.
Like a detective with something that fits under a suit jacket or, you know, or even under, you know, just any jacket, you know. Because for keep it out of the way and ease of accessibility and that sort of thing. But, yeah, interesting. I've got this stuff. I will definitely check it out.
And now, if you're looking at, if you start getting into things about budget, okay, mm-hmm. the best line of holsters out there that are budget and very good quality and they're just inexpensive because they're not a big name brand is Tagua, TAQUA. These are leather, okay, but they're form-fitted leather, so once you've got them broken in, they'll work just fine.
Okay.
And, I mean, you're looking at maybe $30 with some of those.
Right.
With a 1911, right. They make a very good holster.
Very good. Well, I just have some skill building to do here and stuff like that, so before I consider that, but I have to look into it. And sometime when you're feeling like it, maybe you could hold forth a little bit about, and this isn't something I'm necessarily planning, but hold forth a little bit on your take on ankle carry.
Ankle carry, I can tell you right now, in the remaining time we've got, ankle carry is an excellent idea. If you're driving, it's a lot easier to go bend over and go to your ankle than it is to try to dig it out from your hip. I carry my gun on my right side, so that's where the seatbelt is. So I've got to root around past two straps, pull my shirt up, get up under there, get the gun out.
Right.
When I could actually go to cover, go down low, pick out the ankle holster, open the door, slide laterally left, and maybe mm-hmm. take a couple shots that way in a carjacking situation. Ankle holsters, I plan on getting one for my Glock 26. I plan on carrying two guns at one time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, as we said last week, carjacking, we go to the bumper first, and then
yeah. Just step on the gas. Step on the gas. Step on the gas, Reginald Denny.
Alrighty. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Keep me appraised of how the training goes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Coming up on the next break. Anyway, if you're going to carry a gun anyway, practice that way. And that's the unfortunate thing about indoor ranges. Like with an ankle holster, I'm almost certain they wouldn't let you draw from that. So this means you're going to have to go out and find some outdoor facility or take some training class or something like that. But whatever method you train with, if you're carrying a gun, that's the best method. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town,
coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in Alabama. Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, man. I hope it's a good one. I have a hypothetical question. Suppose you were away from home for about 8 hours, and you came home and your wife was crying and upset. And she had this several pages that she handed you, and it was a search warrant signed by a judge. And it starts off, and it says, they've been listening to Bill on the radio, and he doesn't sound mentally right to me. And therefore, we're going to search his house and see if he has any dangerous weapons. And they've already taken all the guns, and it's all accomplished. Now, what would be your response?
Are you talking about this happening to a listener or to me?
Yeah, you.
To me. That's happening to me?
If it were to happen to you.
I'm actually quite tame compared to some people out there. I do advocate for self-defense. When I bring the tactical operators or the tactical instructors on here, I have to tone them down so that we can remain family-friendly. I'm touting a whole bunch of facts and figures and everything else. I am backed by Gun Owners of America. I'm sure that if that were to happen to me, and I get in, unless they confiscate my phone and then confiscate my mouth to where I can't use another phone, I can bring something to bear against that. And I mean, I'm not talking about, I'm affiliated with Texas Law Shield as well, although they don't operate in my state. But I mean, they would have to show a whole lot of just cause just to do that. I mean, I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, but they were always stupid mistakes, and they were never illegal mistakes. I have a very clean record when it comes to that. I always paid my child support when I was divorced. I never, the most I ever got behind on that was $47. So, I mean, I've got a very clean record. If they want to bring that, plus I'm in South Carolina. Now, that doesn't stop the feds from doing it, but if that's a fight they want to pick, then I think maybe they may reconsider that, because I'm not out here making things up, and I'm not advocating. If I were advocating for the overthrow of the government, for example, which I'm not, I think the government has put us in a very precipitous place, and it's a very dangerous place. And it's not just this government. They're just riding the wave right now. This has been going on for a long time. And there's a lot of people that say the same thing, and there's people testifying in front of Congress saying the same things. So,
there's a little phrase that the judges use. He said, when it goes like this, the officer told me what Mr. Frady said, and when I heard it, I felt threatened. So that little phrase, I felt threatened. When a judge feels threatened, even though you never heard of him and he never even heard of you, if he feels threatened, that's something that he can say, well, you must be mentally unstable.
Well, the other thing that I've got in my back pocket here in this state, and I mean, I see your point. I see the point you're trying to make.
They're powerful. I
have made the acquaintance of my local sheriff. I know my state attorney general. I know the governor of this state. I know a few lawmakers within this state. I mean, if that were something that were to be attempted, I have something that I can throw back their way. But I'm not concerned with that happening, because I'm not the only one doing this, and nothing has ever happened to them.
Okay, could you tell me what you could throw back at them?
Well, they have to have probable cause. Talking is not probable cause. I'm not Phil Robertson. I'm not on Duck Dynasty. I'm not under contract.
But
I'm a private contractor.
I know, but that's a probable cause is an opinion based upon good faith. And often good faith is... it doesn't mean
abused.
Much of anything anymore.
It's abused, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I mean, any sort of gains they might make against me in the beginning, legally, I will fight them. I would fight them as far as it had to be taken. And, I've got people that know people like Dave Koppel and Alan Gura who have argued cases before the Supreme Court, if that's what it came to. And in the end, I would be exonerated, and then I'd be rich.
It takes 10 years to get a case to the Supreme Court.
I don't think it would go that far. I don't think it would go that far. I don't think if somebody wants to get out there and get on me about my First Amendment right, I haven't incited anybody, for example, to riot and try to burn a store down in New York, I think it was, like Al Sharpton did. I've never done anything like that. I'm not that concerned with it. Is that something you think might be coming my way?
Well, it happens to other people once in a while. I mean, they're obscure people you never heard of, and you know, it doesn't. But you know, it just does happen.
It does happen. You're right. It does happen.
And generally, they consider the they go shopping around for attorneys, and when they hear about how long it's going to take and how difficult it'll be and how much money you'll have to spend, they generally just give up.
Well, that would not be my thing.
You wouldn't give up?
Oh, no. Oh, no. If somebody out there is, if I'm out there and I'm talking fact isn't hate. It's not instigation.
Mm.
If they can't handle fact, that's their problem. It's not mine. I support law enforcement. I support law enforcement to their zenith, but I also understand that most people don't attack people when law enforcement is present.
Well, law enforcement follows orders from the court, and they get them pieces of paper from the court, and they don't argue with the judge, and the judge has an opinion or he has feelings, and so they go and do what the judge tells them to do. And it's pretty hard to sue a judge.
Well, it is pretty hard to sue a judge. It is not that hard to go to another judge.
Mm-hmm.
But in answer to your question, if that were something that did happen, then yes, I would fight it until my last breath.
Your last dollar?
Whichever came first. Whichever came first.
Well, okay.
What prompted that question, if I may ask?
Well, it's just something that's common. It's just a common thing where people are confronted with an opinion from somebody in the courthouse. The courthouse has an opinion, and it just causes people to lose their rights, lose their property, lose their wife.
I'll tell you why I don't think that's going to happen, and I think I have enough time to do that. People like me are commonly labeled as insurrectionists and everything else by a lot of these anti-gun organizations, and nothing is ever done about that. And that's simply because they can't bring any evidence to the fact. If I get out there and I talk about how bad no-knock warrants are, they can't dispute that. The police can't dispute that. It's a bad idea because the homeowner, if it's the wrong house, thinks he's being broken into. I read an article just the other day where a bad guy, he was a felon, but they served a no-knock warrant on him, and he killed a cop. And they are pleading self-defense because he didn't know it was a cop. So those kind of things, when I'm pointing those kind of things out, it's dangerous on both sides. Dangerous on both sides. But don't be concerned, Richard. I got this covered. I have thought about this. Thank you for the call. Have a new happy new year. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. That was an interesting question that Richard from Alabama asked me. And let me expand on that a little bit. I have been approached before by groups that I would not join simply because of what they advocate. I don't want to be associated with that kind of thing. I really don't believe that we need fear the government as far as them coming in and rolling in. I think we're probably looking at more of a economic collapse because they keep trying to shore that up. And when that happens, then the biggest fear we have, especially in these urban areas, is going to be gangs. It's not going to be the cops. It's not going to be the government. It's going to be the gangs. They're going to be able to run around unfettered. In times of chaos, like in the L.A. riots, like in Katrina, like in Hurricane Sandy, in times of chaos like that, the police either pull back, because policemen are, after all, civilians that are paid to be policemen, and they go to take care of their families. They're not out in force keeping the peace. They can't keep the peace in total chaos. And if it were to happen on some large scale, then they're going to need a little augmentation, and that's where people like me will come in. People like you. So I'm, you know, if somebody gets out there and wants to bring a little heat on me because of what I say, okay. It's happened before. I've had death threats. Not because of anything I said, just because of my association with Gun Owners of America. That's pretty threatening. There's no paperwork involved in that one. But if you're going to get out there and if you're going to advocate for something, then you have to advocate for it. I'm not really interested in being an advocate like, say, the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation because they get sort of mealy-mouthed sometimes. I prefer Larry's approach. It's my approach. That's why we're on the same page. That's why we work so well together. Let's go back to the phones. John in Tennessee, yes.
Good morning. I heard you say earlier that you had a Rock Island A1.
Yes, sir.
Did that come with a Novak magazine, or did they give you something different? I'm trying to find Novak mags, and I can't find any.
I don't know what kind of magazine it came with. I know it came with a Novak-style sight. The magazine it came with works, and it works very well. I don't know what kind it is. I normally buy Shooting Star magazines, the 8-rounders, to go with it because they're competition grade, so you know they're going to work, and at the same time you're not paying for something like a Wilson Combat, which is a little more expensive.
That's what I was going to say. I bought some surplus mags, and you had to pull them out. And I bought a Chip Novak or Chick McCormick or whatever the
heck
it is.
Yes, sir.
Thing didn't work with crud, so I bought a Wilson Combat. It drops really well, but like you said, man, that's a high dollar magazine. I'm trying to find Novaks, and I can't find them.
The McCormick Shooting Stars didn't work well for you?
Well, it wasn't a Shooting Star. It was just a Chip McCormick 45.
Look at the Shooting Stars. They all come with, you can get them with or without base plates. So, and the base plate adds a little bit of weight to it. It extends it. It sort of makes it look a little cooler, too, but that's not really functional. And if it does have a sticking problem, it gives you something you can grab hold of and pull.
Well, the reason that I went with the Rock Island, my budget at the time that I bought the gun was, and it still is, a little bit limited. And since it is a tool, I don't need anything that's pretty. I just need something that operates well. So I gave $250 for my new.
Whoa,
bill.
That's a pretty good deal.
And the next thing that I did was went out and looked at a Kel-Tec P32, put two of the belt clips on, and that's my boot gun. I can carry that, and I'm very comfortable with that. Coming from the ankle, I stick that down in my boot. Now, there's different ways. It's like you've said, you got to be comfortable. So, practice.
Yes, practice does make for comfort. I don't think when you buy a Rock Island Armory that you are settling, though. When you're talking about a 1911, I've owned a few of them. I own a Kimber. And, you know, comparing a Kimber to a Rock Island is like looking at an adjustable wrench and looking at the Craftsman model, which is functional, or the Snap-on model, which is functional and everybody knows your high speed.
Well, for those that are going to go, you know, they're talking about qualifying or whatever you're going to qualify with, make that what you're going to carry. Don't go with a 22 auto and then try. I guess what I'm saying is qualify with the gun that you're intending to carry.
Right.
Spend the extra money on the ammo for the class. Qualify with your gun. Fortunately, in Tennessee, Bill, I can carry anything. You can carry anything you want to carry. You can carry it open. You can carry it concealed. I could carry it on the antenna of my truck if I wanted to and be legally carrying. I mean, I don't know. South Carolina's a good state, too.
South Carolina, no open carry. We don't have reciprocity with Georgia, which is, I can't explain that for you. Tennessee is a great state. I've heard it referred, what was it? I saw that movie Shooter, where they referred to it of the patron state as the patron state of everything that shoots.
Well, it helps that we've got Mr. Barrett down here.
Yeah, Ronnie Barrett, yeah, he is
a... Well, the government that he's going to build anything he wants and sell it anywhere he wants as long as it doesn't leave the state. You know, he's basically told them that he understands the Constitution. So, you know, it's South Carolina. My brother-in-law, just to give you a story, moved down from Michigan where you have to go plead with the sheriff. May I, sir, carry? He has to determine that you have a need. Then you've got to tell him what gun you want to buy, and they have to approve the gun. Then you've got to give him the serial number, and that's the only gun you can carry. Tennessee is so great that my son, before he had a firearm, had his permit, and said, Dad, can I borrow a gun? I said, sure, son. Which one do you want? And he was carrying legally. You know, so if you've got it, don't give it up, folks. I don't care what it is. Carry a 45 mag if you're comfortable carrying a 45 mag. Lots of luck.
Well, like you said, if you're going to carry something, train with it. Train with whatever you're going to carry. That's and South Carolina is the same way as far as once you've qualified to carry a concealed weapon, you can carry whatever you want to carry for the most part, as long as you can conceal it. That's the only caveat.
Well, I had a question for you.
Sure.
You know, we've got, if you get pulled over and the officer says, well, I see you have a carry permit, and down here it's a carry permit, not concealed, because you don't have to carry concealed.
Right.
Do you have a firearm in the vehicle? Yes, sir. Is it loaded? You know, in your head you're thinking, that's a stupid question. And then he says, may I see it? My question to you and the gun owners of America, am I obliged under law to say, yes, sir, here it is? Or can I say, well, no, I'd rather not.
See, that's the problem with the way carry works in the United States. That is totally dependent upon whichever state you're in. In the state of South Carolina, and if we run out of time, I'll hold you over through this. In the state of South Carolina, when somebody, if I get pulled over, I will tell him that I have a concealed carry permit and that I am carrying a gun. Now, by law, I don't have to give him the gun. The one time I've been pulled over, since I've been carrying concealed, I voluntarily let them have it simply to make them less nervous, because they're kids. You know, compared to me, when these guys ride up on me, these are kids, and I don't want them nervous or anything. And it turned out they were actually listeners of the show in the podcast form. And while they were writing my ticket, I had to pose for camera phone pictures with some other police officers that also listened to the show. So that was an interesting pullover. But that is really dependent. In South Carolina, I was not obligated to give him my gun. And I did it voluntarily. Now, I would have been well within my rights to simply say, I'm carrying a gun. Here's my permit.
If they were to ask you, may I see your gun? I've got a friend that swears he asked him. He said, well, I don't know, can I see yours? And he said, well, if you're not going to show you yours, I'm not going to show you mine.
Well, did anything bad happen to him?
He left him alone.
Okay. Well, then I would think in the state of Tennessee it's probably very close to the way it is in South Carolina. Now, if you're carrying open, I don't see how they would have to see it, because it's right there. If you want to hold on through the break, you can, and we'll finish this, John. You want to hold on?
Yeah, please.
Hang on, please. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. I see you.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to John in Tennessee.
I'm here.
The problem that you're describing is really going to be dependent on whatever the... Like, for example, don't ever carry a gun, transporting it unloaded in New Jersey, and then stop in New Jersey. If you got to drive through New Jersey... If you can go around it or fly over it, do something like that. Don't stop there by any means, because in New Jersey, you're bound by the laws of New Jersey. There's some guy that was moving from one state to another. He was 20 minutes from the state line of getting out of New Jersey, but he was tired. So being responsible, he decided to pull over and take a little power nap so he didn't drive off the road falling asleep. Some New Jersey state troopers rode up on him. He had a number of guns in there, legally carrying them, legally owned, legally obtained. But in New Jersey, well, it was a going to jail penalty for him. So whenever you're traveling, and there's a bunch of different resources out there that tell you the reciprocity of any state you may be in. But I suspect that in Tennessee, for example, with all the methods of carry that you do have, once you presented the credential to them, that's probably about as far as you got to go.
Well, I have had them ask me when they say, you know, do you have a weapon in the vehicle? And I'd say, yeah. They say, where's it at? I drive a pickup. It's in the armrest. Okay, leave it there. They've never asked me to see it. But I know, you know, that there's occasions that happen, and people do stupid things. So let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
As far as I know that the ICE cars are equipped now with scanners. I had something unusual happen on the way to work. I actually had a box of 45 mag and a small box of 44 special, or 44 mag and 44 special in the car. And went by an ICE car, and I was not speeding. I hadn't violated any laws, Bill. He followed me for 8 miles, pulled me over. And I said, can I help you? He says, well, you were speeding. I said, I was. Where? He said, exit 204, which was 8 miles behind me. So I said, you mean to tell me that you followed me 8 miles to tell me I was 5 miles an hour over? Interestingly enough, Bill, shortly after he released me, one of the Metro cops from Nashville went by both of us. I'm wondering, I know that the ICE cars have the capability, I know that New York City has the capability to scan vehicles and people. Is it possible that they're now scanning vehicles going down the road? I had 2 handguns and about 80 rounds of ammo in the truck. Is it a possibility that they're scanning vehicles?
It's a possibility, but what I've heard of some German company that makes a scanner that you can direct at a pedestrian and figure out if they're carrying a gun from about 100 meters away at the max. If you're in a vehicle and you're in a vehicle sitting still and you're passed by a vehicle that's doing 55 or 60 miles an hour, that would have to be one high-speed piece of kit to make some sort of a determination when a metal car with different alloyed metals making up the car. That would be really interesting to see. Having said that, I don't put anything past them. And if they have that, you know, their latest thing that they've got coming out now is they're going to take with police cars in order to negate the high-speed chase and the danger that poses. They've got a apparatus that they're mounting to police cars that will pneumatically fire GPS devices at the car they're behind that they're trying to chase down, and then they'll let the car go.
Right.
And it doesn't work all the time. It isn't 100% reliable as far as actually hitting the car and sticking to it. But they've got that coming. So technology goes forward for them as well.
Well,
if they do, were you in Tennessee when that happened?
Yeah, I was in Nashville on my way to work at about 3:30 in the morning. But I gave him my driver's license because he pulled me over. I didn't tell him. I was so perturbed. I didn't say, hey, I've got a permit. Because when they type your license in, it automatically... My carry permit is the same as my driver's license.
Right, that's the way mine is.
So I don't need to tell them I have it. When they run it, they know. He came back with a smile on his face, and he said, okay, I just wanted to let you know you were speeding 8 miles back. And I just said, really? You followed me 8 miles to tell me I was 5 miles an hour over? And it just have a nice day. I said, okay, be safe.
When you say an ICE car, are you saying Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
It was one of these unmarked Impalas. I mean, it had. See, I've got a niece that is a sheriff in Alabama, and she's telling me about some stuff they've got on these cars that, you know, and this is what she's saying, is that they're catching people with all this money because they are actually able to look inside a vehicle and determine how much cash is in the car.
I would think in order for them to do that, they would have to get behind you and match your speed where it's a steady shot.
Well, he for a long time, and apparently he knew how fast I was going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's this dude on my bumper for? I'm doing 55 and a 55 at 3:30 in the morning.
I would have to guess is one of two things, okay? And you've run across this before, I'm sure. Most of the time, being a police officer, 23 hours and 55 minutes out of the day is abject boredom. Maybe he was bored. Or maybe he was just, he'd been waiting all day and you were the only one that gave him something to go after. And he decided to roll up and be Buford T. Pusser on you.
I, you know, if it was Buford Pusser, I would be honored. Friend, it was not Mr. Pusser. You know, this was, I don't know. Anyway, I won't keep you. Probably have other callers. One more thing. My Rock Island folks cycles Ball, cycles Holofoint, cycles Corbin, cycles Hornady. Anything I've put in it, Bill, it's fired with no problem.
Rock Island Armory is not settling for anything. For the money, it is a outstanding value.
The only thing I had to do, I put some of my wife's nail polish on the front sight because I had them old black sights. That's the only thing I did. So, all right, folks.
I got one that has the Rock Island Armory logo on the whole side of the slide, like it was
it's about 9 years old.
Yeah, well, I'm having that refinished because I don't want a billboard on the side of my gun. That's the only problem I had with it. Other than that, when I fire that gun, that gun is a joy to shoot.
I hope no one ever has to see it, Bill. I don't care what it looks like. I just hope no one has to ever see it.
I'm sort of like the Ebenezer Scrooge of guns. I like to take the guns out and just look at them and appreciate them for what they are. And that one has that. I can turn it over on the other side and I don't see it, but I like to look at both sides. You know,
all right, weird. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. That's the problem with carry law today, is that it is a hodgepodge. And it takes a, you know, if you're going to travel, you need to do a little bit of research. Most of these, I think my permit is recognized in 30-some-odd states, but for some crazy reason, it's not recognized in Georgia, which is one of two states that we border. And I know the stupid reason why it is not that way, and I'm hoping that that will change, but that's something you need to be appraised of, because after all, we are law-abiding citizens, and we don't wish to run afoul of them, but all that notwithstanding. And in order to answer questions like that, are you obligated to show them anything? That would largely depend upon whatever the statutes say. And that, in some states, that could vary from city to city. That's the problem with this. New York State, Illinois, which doesn't have concealed carry yet, but they're going to have it. Watch to see that Chicago tries to be a little more stringent than the rest of Chicago, or the rest of Illinois. Watch and see if that doesn't happen. Let's go into the third hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we started to talk about, the gun grabbers watching the way we do things. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.